A proposed high-rise for Milwaukee's lakefront has taken another twist. County leaders are eager to sell the land where a transit building stands so developers can build a complex they call the Couture. It would hold several hundred apartments, retail space, and a concourse for a streetcar line. A parks advocacy group has threatened to sue the county if the deal is sealed. This week, the county filed its own suit in circuit court after the Wisconsin Supreme Court refused to get involved. Neil O'Reilly says you have to look back in history to understand the nuances of the Couture debate. It relates to water rights. O'Reilly is an environmental engineer and lawyer, and he teaches natural resources management at UW-Milwaukee. He says Wisconsin's Constitution contains a principle that originated thousands of years ago called the Public Trust Doctrine.
And you can actually follow it all the way back through the Magna Carta in Britain and even into Roman law. And in our state constitution, they put a clause in there or a statement that these waters shall forever be free. And as part of that, the state owns the bed of our natural waters,
including the bed of Lake Michigan.
The tradition has been, and there are Supreme Court cases that say, if the legislature gives what's called the lake bed grant, which will allow you to fill into one of these waters of the state, it has to be used for public purpose.
Over the decades, crews did fill in sections of Lake Michigan bordering Milwaukee, including downtown. O'Reilly says the first fill was okayed in 1915 to create space for the Chicago and Northwestern Railway Company.
And the railroad was given the right to fill into the lake because it was considered a public purpose. The rest of the fill was for parkland, so there never was really a dispute about that.
Yet today, O'Reilly says, puzzling out exactly where the original lake bed begins and ends is a formidable task.
It's easier to figure it out in areas to the north of downtown because you have this steep bluff that was the original shoreline of Lake Michigan. When we get further downtown, that bluff starts to fade.
The group Preserve Our Parks argues that the bulk of the existing downtown transit building rests on the bed of Lake Michigan. O'Reilly says proving the assertion is problematic.
The issue is we don't have tight survey maps from the 1800s. You know, today we produce survey maps that have accuracy of plus or minus a tenth of a foot. Back then we had sketches of where the shoreline was. So part of the dispute is, how do we interpret these older drawings?
Milwaukee County thought the battle might end last year when the legislature set the border along the western curb of Lincoln Memorial Drive. But O'Reilly says the move has added another layer to the legal debate because the public trust doctrine resides in Wisconsin's Constitution.
Does the legislature have the right to move that line?
O'Reilly says the significance of the public trust document has evolved through Wisconsin's history. At first, the crafters had commerce in mind. Then, over time,
it evolved into recreation, the ability to canoe or kayak up and down a stream. And it's continued to evolve into aesthetic issues, people's right to have view sheds.
Now, perhaps, the next evolution.
The county sees this transit facility as something that's not generating any revenue, it's being underutilized, something that if we put it into private use could generate property taxes. And then you have the parks people who are saying, wait a second, shouldn't this land be protected for the public use? And it's all over who gets the right to view Lake Michigan.
O'Reilly says the public trust doctrine protects things people care about in Wisconsin. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.